being helped through the barrier by one of her officials. She's now walking towards me, only 10 yards away from me now, Queen Elizabeth II. She is approaching the school children, taking bunches of flowers from several of them. They are going wild to see her. Cameras held aloft.
This is the Old Market Square. Hello, Nottingham! And I don't think I've seen quite so many people in the Old Market Square before. We had some red, white and balloons below flying into the sky. They still see them in the far distance. The band are playing at the moment as well. And the crowd is waiting, anticipation building. Some of the crowd here claim they've been here since 4 o'clock.
You are grinning wildly because we're right by the Royal Marquee, aren't we? We're right in front of the place that we think Prince William, Kate and the Queen are going to be later. Who are you guys most excited to see? Kate.
Yeah, definitely Wills and Kate. We're all about the new generation royalty, yes. Definitely the outfits.
Now, the Queen stopped for a long chat with one man who's wearing at the moment a Union Jack hat, a Union Jack shirt, and he's holding a Union Jack bag. I don't know if he's trying to give the Queen a present from the Union Jack bag, but he's certainly showing her what's in there. Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are still shaking hands, moving along the line, saying hello to people, posing for photographs. How was that?
My hand.
He shook your hand.
He shook my hand.
Wow. Did he say anything?
I love you.
No, that's what you said to him.
Yeah.
What about you? Did he shake your hand?
Yes, he did. He did. He was. He's in a hurry. I think he spent a lot of time up there, and then he ran out of town. But it was well worth coming to stand here for. Amazing.
His grandmother gave him the eye. Did you notice? And said, sort of, hurry up. And then he did.
Oh no! Oh, it's wonderful.
It's three cheers for Her Majesty the Queen, who's waving to the crowd at the moment from the balcony. And to her right is the Duke of Cambridge, and to her left, the Duchess of Cambridge. The national anthem's just been played by the band who are here.
This is where you grew up, wasn't it, Vernon Park?
Yeah, I used to come here, play football, catch tadpoles, spend all my summers here. My family brought me up here, just on Radford Road there. Lace manufacturers. It's not just the case that she's in Nottingham, it's the case that she's at Vernon Park in Nottingham. It's phenomenal. It's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing.
Now, the Queen, here she is, in that lovely green coat, green hat. She's currently walking into the park at the moment, followed by Prince William, and then Kate is behind as well.
My grandfather, the Duke of Edinburgh, who very sadly cannot be here today, has been president for 64 years. This marvellous charity provides people of all ages, up and down the country, with the space to play sport, keep fit, and generally get outside and enjoy themselves in the fresh air. Fields and Trust, I know, is very dear to my grandparents' hearts, as it is to mine. This makes it even more satisfying to be here at Vernon Park to celebrate, through the Queen Elizabeth II Fields Initiative, the great work this charity does and has done over the past 87 years since its foundation in protecting the nation's playing fields. The occasion presents the perfect opportunity for me, through my patronage of the Queen Elizabeth II Fields, to pay tribute to the Queen on her Diamond Jubilee. On behalf of Fields and Trust, thank you all so much, Your Majesty, and the Duke of Edinburgh, for everything you've done throughout your reign to protect these vital outdoor places for the nation. It just remains for me to ask Your Majesty to open Vernon Park as the latest Queen Elizabeth II field.
By Her Majesty the Queen, hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray!